Hi, my name is Doug Ruiz, and I'm your host for today's podcast, Pirates of the Red Sea. The question we will be discussing today is, what is the impact of Somalian pirates on Somalia's economy, safety, neighboring countries, and what has been done to stop them? We will be talking to three different experts on the topic and one Somalian pirate himself. Our first guest is Jonathan Ortiz. Our first question for Jonathan is, what is the history behind Somalian pirates?
Hi, Diego. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Somalian pirates' first attack took place in 2005 during the second phase of the Somali Civil War. Many locals claim that fishermen wanted to protect their waters from foreign ships and toxic waste from being dumped in the water, which caused sea life to die. A lot of fishermen weren't happy with this and started attacking the ships.
Wow, so they were just trying to protect their land?
Yeah, basically that's how it all started.
Did they earn money from this, or was it just to protect the land?
Good question. When they would protect their waters from foreign ships, they would also raid the boats. They would steal whatever goods were on board, and their average haul was worth around $2.7 million. This means that each pirate would earn around $30,000 to $75,000 from one heist.
So this was a major source of income for them. For the pirates, do you think risking their lives was worth it to take home this profit?
Seeing this much money was rare for the Somalian people. Somalia isn't a wealthy country, and it is drowning in poverty. To these people, an opportunity this big is definitely worth the risk.
All right, well, thank you for being on the show, Jonathan. Our second guest is Grace DeLuca. Welcome to the Pirates of the Red Sea podcast. Today, we will be interviewing you about how Somalian pirates have impacted countries near Somalia.
Hi, Diego. Thank you for inviting me here today.
So, I know you have been researching the overall effects of Somalia, and I have a question. I was reading on the web that Somalian pirates weren't only affecting their own country, but others too. Can you elaborate on what has happened to these neighboring locations?
That is a very interesting question. There are many places that have been harmed by Somalian pirates.
Which country has been affected the most?
Indonesia had 43 pirate attacks in the year of 2012. Indonesia's 17,500 islands and their surrounding waters now take the title as the world's most heavily pirated. Somalia and Nigeria has also been a main target. Somali piracy isn't as widespread as it was 5 years ago, but it is still a serious problem. And Nigeria is very dangerous for marine cargo transportation, as boats are hijacked there a lot.
All right. Well, thank you, Grace, for being on today's podcast. I have our last expert, Daniel Navarro, who has researched Somalian pirates and what measures have been taken to stop them. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, Diego. Thanks for letting me on the podcast today. What do you want to know?
Well, we are currently doing a podcast on Somalian pirates, and I wanted your professional insight on why they aren't as active as they used to be.
Okay, well, when Somalian pirates first began their attacks on foreign boats around the Gulf of Aden, the Arabian Sea, and the Red Sea, there wasn't any protection for the boats.
What do you mean when you say they weren't protected?
Well, what I meant was that at the time, there was no coastal guard protecting the trade routes that these ships passed through. The ships wouldn't usually carry firearms, so it was easy for Somalian pirates to invade these ships. And this would eventually lead to their demise, because the UN decided to take action against the Somalian pirates. They sent armed forces to patrol Somalian coastlines and other areas that were being attacked by Somalian pirates. This decreased the amount of pirates to almost none.
Now our last guest is an ex-pirate. We will be translating what he has said because he cannot speak English. So Carson first began piracy when fishing became no longer profitable. After his years of piracy, Carson realizes that he has committed crimes and he is not proud of it. He became a pirate for the sole purpose of survival. He was eventually caught after he sailed too far out into the sea with his two other crewmates. They ran out of fuel, and the Seychelles Navy came and captured them. There is a UN agreement stating that any Somalian citizen caught on high sea could be charged and imprisoned for piracy. Because of the laws they violated, Carson and the other pirates were taken into custody and are currently imprisoned. I just want to give a thanks to Jonathan Ortiz, Grace DeLuca, and Daniel Navarro for being on today's podcast. And I will see you next time on Pirates of the Red Sea.